Shalom, saints, and greetings to one and all, my precious brothers and sisters in the body of faith. I also appreciate this lovely pattern of fellowship, moreover a global fellowship every morning, every day. And I truly appreciate Brother Andrew Peary and his team who has made it possible so that we could have this blessed time. My brothers and sisters, today I would love to speak on a subject called as the birthmarks of a believer. This is Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India, ministering to you. May we be led to the truly at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ to be acknowledging every precious word which is so very beneficial to our soul. In the epistle of Galatians chapter 6 and the 17th verse, it says, "From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." My brothers and sisters, there has been various teachings and practices which has sprung from this very verse, bearing the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. But my brothers and sisters, we would look, and I would just try to explain as per the grace of God what exactly are these birthmarks that which we can bear for the glory of God. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, "If any one of you want to be my follower, you must take up your cross and follow me." If we need to truly follow our Lord, we must take up his cross and follow him. Birthmarks are those marks which you bear for Christ. I am going to express some five birthmarks from the scriptures which we can bear for Christ. Some of us may have all the five, some of us may yet not have, or we have yet not borne all the five, maybe one or two. But let's strive that our love for Him may be profound and we may bear these birthmarks in our body. Now what are these? The first one I would say is a mark of confession. Confession of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If we bear this mark that we truly confess that Jesus Christ is our only Lord, Savior, and we belong to Him, for without this confession, our faith cannot grow. Confession is the only way where you draw nigh to God in a wonderful relationship. Confession makes you open your heart to God. This is one of the most profound birthmark. We also see it in two scriptures. One is Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 and 10. I'll read it for you. Romans chapter 10, yes, and verse 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We have another scripture in Philippians, and this is also a wonderful scripture, chapter 2 and verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. My brothers and sisters, the very first birthmark that we could ever possess for His glory, that is the birthmark of confession. We are supposed to have our faith grow steadily since the day we have begun this new journey. But can our faith grow without a truer confession? May God bless you to acknowledge that how profound is our confession that we have made it for the glory of God. The second important birthmark is the birthmark of change. And this change that happens within the heart, that is in the inside. I would love to take a scripture from the book of Daniel. And Daniel has spoken wonderfully. It's the example of the king. And we see in the 4th chapter of Daniel and the 16th verse. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let 7 times pass over him. Now this was the word of the Lord that was spoken for King Nebuchadnezzar. The heart was changed from a man's heart to a beast heart. Today, most of the people have actually got their hearts transformed from man's to beast. But we are not judgmental of anybody, but there's also something God can do. What we find is a great boon of blessing, that our hearts are being changed by the love of Jesus Christ. And this change is from within. If we belong to Christ and bear His mark, then we must have a change that is within our hearts. Change that reflects the glory of God from within us. God has not yet given us a new body but a new spirit. This change affects our character. The nature of our heart is vitally important for spiritual upliftment. My brothers and sisters, a very significant birthmark that every child of God should have, and that's the heart that is changed from within. We were having so much of a vain character in us, but I praise my God Almighty who has brought and wrought this change within us from a beastly character to a divine character. This change has made all the difference in our spiritual life. My brothers and sisters, let's focus now to the third birthmark of a believer. And the third birthmark is the birthmark of compassion. This is a birthmark of compassion. We would see it in Psalm 119 and verse 156. Now it says, great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me, transform me, change me according to thy judgments. Compassion is a strong emotion. But this is not carnal, but that which rises from our spirit. A truer love towards our brother and sisters. Compassion is the outward expression of the inward presence of God. Compassion, when it is divine, gets people closer to God. My brothers and sisters, this birthmark is something that we must strive to have it in our lives. This compassion is a strong emotion, but an emotion that which gets us right with God, with the kind of love, with the kind of affection, with the kind of faithfulness that we could express it towards one another, which truly makes us more like Him. Compassion, it may look just a wee little emotion, but it is something actually that governs our life. I hope that this would also be a blessing to all of us. Amen. The fourth birthmark is the birthmark of conflict. Now what is this actually? We would try to see it in Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2 and the very first verse. Chapter 2 and verse 1. For I would that he knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Now Paul is stating here, for I would that he knew what great conflict I have for you. Now this conflict is not something that he is angry and he is troubled and he is so gone mad about us, but it's a conflict in sense that he fears that we may not be lost, that we may not lose the track. This is a conflict that which shows about a deep care for our soul. My brothers and sisters, this mark of conflict means that we are born again. This is such a birthmark that which actually signifies that we are born again, born of the Spirit. In Philippians chapter 1 again and verse 30. Now here we see the last verse of that, 1:30. Having the same conflict which he saw in me and now here to be in me. My brothers and sisters, the same conflict. You know, Paul as a beloved apostle had a conflict so that the church may not be lost or may not be sidetracked towards anything, but they would be truly born again. The trouble starts when we are born again, because before we were born again, all things were normal and friendly. You know, these kinds of conflicts starts when we give our life to God. Satan gets angry and starts to spark conflicts. He is the real troublemaker behind all conflicts. But we know, this is a birthmark, that if you have conflicts, that if you find yourself in conflicting situations among saints or among people, it is genuinely a birthmark that you are born again. And the fifth and the last birthmark that we would see it in Scripture, and that is the birthmark of a good conduct. The birthmark of conduct. Now conduct is a behavior pattern that nurture or is nurtured by God. You know, many people love Jesus. Many of the saints have got a deep-rooted emotional love for Jesus, but their conduct is not changed. Their conduct many a times remains the same old self. Now if we have a conduct that which is nurtured by God, that means God is at work in us. We see it in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. The 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 11. And it says, let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. Now, let no man therefore despise any person, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. Now, we may have a lot of trouble or dislike towards one another for their little mistakes or for the little unreasoning judgments and for being shallow in their reasoning. But we must have this conduct which is nurtured by God. Why do humans and animals behave in a particular pattern? Because it is in their blood. And when God begins to nurture us, that nurturing is in the DNA of our blood. Our behavior pattern is bound to change when God begins to nurture, as when our children, His nourishment slowly showing that He begins to create a newer pattern in our DNA. You know, when God begins to nurture, our DNA begins to change. When the DNA structure has been changed, we truly bear His image. We bear the conduct, the nature of Christ in us. My brothers and sisters, I am ministering to a congregation or to a group of believers who have given their lives to God, and it is significant that we truly stand a course of time, that we are profound in our faith and our revelation to be divine and to be acceptable in the eyes of God. Let me just conclude this with a few thoughts. If our love is love, then it has to be a profound love. You know, if our love is not the true love, it's not profound, it can fizzle out. If our change, let it be a deep-rooted change, a profound change, that we truly love God and we have changed from within. If it is not profound, we may not stand the test of time. If we have faith, let our faith be profound, that no matter what challenges we face, what winds that come blow upon us, what kind of testing we find our lives in, but if it is profound, it will surely stand the test of time. If we have a revelation, a divine revelation, let that revelation be a profound revelation that we cherish deeply in our lives. That no matter what kind of mockery that we go through, what kind of people scorning at us, but a revelation that which will help us to be profound in our faith and in our loyalty towards the Lord. I believe this message has been a blessing for you. It's my humble prayer that God may touch you deeply and we may truly bear the birthmarks of a believer. May God bless you. May He give you grace to stand all the kind of tests that we have in our life. Glory to His precious name. May God's blessing be upon each one, each and every one of you. God bless you.